A little food science takes you a long way down the road to dishes that always shine. Chefs understand this, which is why many well-known ones work with food scientist Harold McGee. He's always digging for new answers and never accepting the status quo. Well, Harold's latest book is Keys to Good Cooking, a guide to making the best of foods and recipes. Harold, it's great to have you back with us.
It's wonderful to be back with you, Lynn. Thanks.
You know, I want to talk to you about thawing food fast because you did an article about thawing meat in hot water. And, I mean, all the experts have always said, never in a million years should you ever thaw meat in hot water. You always do it in cold water. So what's the deal?
Well, that's exactly it. And in fact, most of the time what people told you to do is thaw, leaving things in the refrigerator. Which is, in a way, the worst of all possible worlds for the cook because, yeah, that might be the safest way to do something, but it takes forever. I mean, a one-inch thick steak can take 24 hours to thaw out in
right.
the refrigerator. So the next best thing was to put it in cold water, ice water, and water is just a much better transmitter of heat than air is. And so when you put something in water, it'll transfer heat in or out of the food much more quickly. And so you can thaw a piece of beef in cold water. It might take 24 hours in the fridge. It would take maybe 1 hour, 2 hours in cold water. But that's still quite a while. And the thing that I think most authorities were worried about was people just kind of taking food out of the fridge, putting it on the countertop and letting it warm up at room temperature, which takes a long time and isn't safe because bacteria can grow at the surface of the food while the inside is still thawing out. But then about 18 months ago, two different food science labs actually did a controlled study to see what would happen when you thawed meat at different temperatures in water baths. And what they discovered was that meat, one-inch thick steak, will thaw in about 20 minutes in room temperature water and more like 10 or 11 minutes in water that's 100 degrees or so, so like a hot summer day.
Right, right.
And it turns out that if you do the math, which these labs did, those thawing times are so short that they don't give bacteria a chance to get growing and cause any trouble. So it turns out that thawing in 100-degree water is perfectly safe.
Okay, so if we're going to do this at home, what would be the exact method we should use?
Well, first of all, the method should only really be used for relatively small cuts of meat, like steaks, chops, chicken breasts, chicken legs, things like that. Not whole birds, not whole roasts, because those still, even in hot water, will take hours to thaw all the way to the center. And so it should really only be for these smaller cuts of meat and fish. And what you want to do is actually start the water hotter because the second study that I had seen actually tried it in 125 or 130 degree water,
uh-huh.
and that works well and even faster. So what I like to do is just get the water hot from the tap, and that's usually around, in my house, around 120 degrees, and then have a lot of water compared to the weight of the meat. So a big stock pot full of water, and then put the meat in, immerse it, put something on it like a saucer or a slotted spoon just to keep it submerged.
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while come over and give it a stir because you will get hot and cold spots if the water just sits quietly by itself and the thawing won't be as quick and efficient as it would be otherwise. And then in 15 minutes, depending on the thickness of the meat, it should be ready to go.
What about packaging? Because if I take something right out of the freezer, sometimes I wrap first in freezer plastic wrap, then I wrap again. Should I leave it in that wrapping or should I transfer the stuff into something different for the thawing?
Well, the thawing is slowed down by anything that's between the meat and the water. And so it'll be most efficient to thaw if the meat is simply in a single thickness piece of plastic film. Or if you've kind of packaged it yourself and swaddled it in layers and layers, take off the swaddling and just put it in a Ziploc bag. And that way the heat will be transferred from the water into the meat much more rapidly.
You have just opened up possibilities for home cooks on weeknights that are untold. Harold, thank you. This is great.
My pleasure.
Food scientist Harold McGee is author of Keys to Good Cooking.